This is Tate Servance coming to you live from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. For your news today, I have that a Santa Clara County School District has expressed skepticism about the benefits of opting in to accept 31AA funding. The Sandusky School District's Board of Education approved opting out of participating in 31AA, which was recommended by the superintendent. He recommended not opting in to receive that funding because of the wording, and not opting in was also recommended by district legal counsel due to potential legal ramifications, as it seems to mean a district is surrendering basic legal rights. The wording to accept the 31AA funding is too broad and subject to interpretation. One of the issues is the wording about waiving privilege regarding mass casualty events. Although opting to accept 31AA would generate about $125 a student, the concerns about the wording to accept it weighed monetary gain. Officials decided it was in the best interest of the district to pay for the improvements, the security cameras, more hours for a resource officer, and for mental health services instead of taking the 31AA funds. It is the district's position that there are enough financial reserves to cover those costs rather than put the district in a potentially very dangerous agreement that could be a very unconstitutional as well as costly. Some school districts have filed a lawsuit regarding 31AA, and some districts have rescinded the decision they have made regarding it. The Reese Student Council proposed new name change for Snow Coming. The High School Student Council is seeking to rename the annual homecoming event to Snow Coming, with the dance becoming the Snowball. The proposal follows a two-week survey distributed to all students through Skyward, with multiple reminders issued during school announcements. Survey results showed strong support for the change, with 67% of respondents favoring a new name, and only 11% preferring to keep Homecoming. The remaining students expressed no opinion. When asked about specific alternatives, 75% identified Snow Coming as their preferred choice. Student council representatives acknowledged that some alumni and community members may oppose the decision, but emphasized that the change is not intended to disrespect tradition. They explained that Homecoming has generated confusion and criticism because it does not clearly convey the event's purpose. In other news, the State Board of Education has approved a new health education framework for the district. School officials announced that any future curriculum review will be conducted with full transparency and guided by a committee including parents, administrators, teachers, and local health professionals to ensure community values and input are incorporated into the process. The Frankenmuth School District Board of Education will conduct a second round of interviews for the open superintendent position on Monday, December 8th. On Wednesday, the board interviewed four candidates. Following those interviews, the board selected two prospective candidates to come back for a second round of interviews. Those selected for the second round of interviews are Jolynn Clark and D. Bruce Martin. Clark is scheduled to be interviewed at 5 p.m., and Martin's interview is scheduled for 6:15 p.m. The superintendent position is open because the former superintendent, Grant Hagenauer, left to take a position elsewhere. Clark is the Frankenmuth High School principal who has been serving as interim superintendent for the last few months. Martin is a retired superintendent of the Saginaw Township Community School District. The interviews will take place in the E.F. Rittmuller Middle School at 965 East Genesee Street. Community members, district staff, and interested parties are invited to attend in person. We will be back with your national and international news after a brief commercial break.
It's holiday season once again. Here at McKenzie Jewelers, we have just what you're looking for that special someone, or just to treat yourself for a change. McKenzie Jewelers has all the latest on-trend and classic styles as well. So dare to dazzle her with diamond jewelry. Styles that fit into anyone's personal collection from elegant line bracelets to fresh accented ring designs. Perhaps you have a particular idea in your mind. Let us work together to bring it to reality. Mackenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your national news. There's legal and human rights groups are asking for clear rules on the domestic deployment of federal law enforcement. After a series of incidents in which officers were filmed pushing and detaining protesters during public demonstrations across multiple American cities in recent weeks, Hong Kong voters are heading to the polls for a legislative election shaped by a 2021 overhaul that sidelined pro-democracy opposition figures. With the recent deadly building fire in the city intensifying public discussion about governance and accountability, we will be right back after this announcement.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of our latest providers to join the Sure Health team and has now seen patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, why is family medicine so important to achieve better health?
To me, family medicine is their patient's first person that they go to with anything, and they have that relationship with them, they trust them. Family medicine physicians are in that unique role where they can care for the whole family and support the family, and it really just allows them to take care of patients in a different way. When you know their brother and their sister and their parents and their kids and their grandkids, and you get the whole picture. And that's really what I view myself as a physician, is taking care of the whole picture, the whole patient. So I think family medicine just uniquely allows me to do that.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
This was your news brought to you by Tate Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Center. We will be back here in just a moment with Steve Adamson for our weather.